Welcome to everyone. Bez Hashem, continue Pel Yoyt, Shin number 25 in the Ois Aleph, discussing the proper relationship we're supposed to have with our spouses, Shalom Bayis, and specifically over here, how to avoid merivos, how to avoid quarreling, arguments. And we're focusing on the husband's responsibilities towards his wife, and the Pel Yoyt tells us, V'hageder limnoya divrei rivos mi beisoi. The husband should not be overly watching his wife's spending of the money. Don't go overboard and don't be a policeman. And he says that it's important for women, sometimes men as well, but even more so by women, that they want things to look a certain way, and it represents them. It represents them. If you learn other svarim on Shalom Bayis, you'll learn that sometimes you have a situation that if a lady, she wants to go to sleep, a wife, she wants to go to sleep at night, but she notices something is just not in place. Mm-hmm. By her, it's like there's dirt on her arm. So it has to be cleaned up. So the husband will think like, you know, very simple solution for this. Turn off the light. You see it, I don't see it. But for her, it's on her arm. She feels it. So the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created women with certain needs and men with certain needs, we have to understand and appreciate the other's needs. And that's what it's all about. Looking for what the other person does need. And here he's saying, don't be so medactic. Obviously, I think that being a reason, if your budget doesn't afford it, then okay, you know, fine. So you don't buy the Rolls Royce. Okay? Now listen to these next words. And these next words, every husband should repeat these words to himself every single day. You know where it says that? It doesn't say it anywhere but to my knowledge. But I want to give you an advice. I want to give a bit of aids to myself. Repeat these words every day, and it can enhance Shalom Bayis. Ein habracha shayra b'seich beisai elu b'shvil ishtoi. The Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, that's 59a, says bracha rests in the house because of the wife. Ein habracha shayra b'seich beisai elu, only because b'shvil ishtoi, because of the wife. Baba Metzia Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, that's 59a. Why would I say this every day? Because, listen, we're human. And we have Nisyon, so we have had challenges and tests come up. And things sometimes bother someone. But when he's reminding himself this on a regular basis, only because of his wife. The bracha, without bracha, we have nothing. And when he realizes, when he sees his wife, this wife is the source of bracha. You know, if her name is bracha, that's another thing, fine. But even if her name's not bracha, the wife brings the bracha to the house. So when we repeat this on a daily basis, and when something might disturb us, you know what we're going to do? Push it aside. We'll get over it. Because we'll realize, look how much she's bringing into the house. She's bringing bracha to the house. You have bracha, you have everything. The Godol Sholom Abayis, Achahot Limchoik Hashem Agodol, Hashem Agodol, Litin Sholom Bein Ish Li Ishtoi. Sholom Bayis is so important. It's a halacha, it's a deraisa, it's a very chomerdik halacha. We have to be careful not to erase Shem Hashem. You know, we learned that together, the halachas in Mishnah Berurah about writing a mezuzah, writing Sefer Torah, Tefillin. A few months ago, we learned those halachas. And we learned by a Sefer Torah, if need be, there's a mistake that you can scratch it off by a letter. But once you write Hashem's name over there, oh, that's it. You can't go back. You can't touch Hashem's name. It hasn't gone to Sheamus now. One exception to the rule, which we all know the exception, and that's this exception over here. When it comes to Sholom Bayis, by the case of the Saita, if need be, the Kohen, they would erase Hashem's name. Hashem says, my name, which is never allowed to be erased, in this situation is going to be erased. It's going to be erased. Why? For Shalom Bayis. Godol Shalom Bayis, Achehuter, Limchik, Hashem, Hagodol. That Kosh Baruch says, my name can be erased because this is extremely important. This is of the highest categories of importance. Litin Shalom Bein Ish Le Ishtoi. Lechain, Lubukoyach Igbar Ish Lehave Romi Beisai Lehashos Shchina Mi Beisai. We have to, we, the husbands, the men, have to mechazik and strengthen ourselves to have patience to take away the ra from the house and to be encouraging ourselves to want to have the Shekhinah in your house. Imagine, tell somebody you have a guest in your house. Who's in your house? Kodesh Baruch Hu's in your house. You have a Kodesh Baruch Hu's in your house. Like we said the story of Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman Orbach. It was just as you said, Chof Adar. He made himself look nice. Then he walked into his house. And we mentioned the story a few days ago. Think of this. Think of the fact you're going home to your house, put your hand in the mezuzah, say a tefillah to Hashem. Hashem, please help me. That I should have Shalom Bayis. Please, Hashem, please help me to appreciate everything that everyone's doing in the house. Please help me have patience. Let's train ourselves. I'm talking to myself 100%. Like I said before, it applies to me like everybody else. Put your hand in the mezuzah, kiss the mezuzah, you get a charge, you get a boost. Just like you charge your phone, you get a neshamadika charge. Hashem says, you are now Shalom Bayis. You can have tests and challenges. But if that's the derech you want to go, you have to do your part. Hashem says, I'll give you the siyat v'shemayah.